What general advice would you give to someone who is contemplating separation and divorce?
Number one, get an experienced family law lawyer. Number two, consider the various means of dispute resolution with that lawyer, and then decide what is best for your situation. Number three, hate destroys. Hate destroys. It destroys you. It destroys your kids. So if in the process of hate you destroy the other spouse, it will certainly be a Pyrrhic victory. Try and get over the hate and other related emotions, and try and focus on moving forward to a new stage of your life.
That's very powerful. Second question. When a couple separates, there are often huge financial pressures on both sides. What would you advise that both spouses, would you advise that both spouses should remain living together under the same roof until all the divorce issues can be resolved?
Each case is different. Where there is domestic violence or a threat of domestic violence, then one spouse or the other should leave the home. Where the parents are able to be civil with each other, where they are able not to involve children in their disagreements, then yes, they could stay together under the same roof, but they should have ground rules set out between them. Even in writing would be preferable.
Okay, great. Last question. Do you have any recommendations to help reduce stress during the divorce process for the people who are going through a divorce?
Yes. Number one, speak to a counselor. Speak to a counselor who is experienced with counseling people in the separation and divorce process. Number two, have a life, i.e., go and exercise a bit. Try and keep regular sleep patterns. Watch your diet. Try and remain sane. And by having counseling, by following these other recommendations, you are going to get through this. And also, as I said earlier, if you have professionals that are competent and can assist you in the process, then let them worry about everything. And you just provide the information that your professional needs. And hopefully sooner rather than later, you'll be through this and you will go on in life a lot happier.